This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, believe it or not, this whole mask thing, has bearing on you being a gun owner. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to scare everybody into not voting. Or by voting by mail. With no verification. Right? No signature, no nothing. So, they're trying to steal an election. And if they do steal an election, then you as a gun owner, me as a gun owner, we're going to be pressed into making a decision. So, this is why we're going to talk about this right now. CDC has a more prominence this year than usual because of the Wuhan virus. And when we looked to them for help, they weren't ready. They didn't have tests or useful advice. Their lack of preparedness may have been because of the CDC's, well, they've been spending their time and your money training its people in critical race theory rather than disease control. And right now, at this particular moment, I'm currently agnostic about a vaccination's efficacy. I'm also suspicious when the CDC's director, Dr. Robert Redfield, announces that his surgical mask is what will save him and what will save all of us, primarily because of the one he holds up. Aside from being inherently distrustful of the CDC, thanks to their epic run of errors and unpreparedness, I'm also suspicious about the timing of his attack on Trump's plans for the vaccination. The CDC just engaged in a small but significant power struggle with Trump, days after Trump exercised his constitutional executive authority to end CRT seminars in federal agencies. The CDC announced that it would proceed with a mandatory 13-week critical race theory seminar. The administration has canceled the training, but it's clear the CDC is at war with the administration. There's one more reason why I'm skeptical about Mr. Redfield's praise for masks when he spoke before the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. See, there's an email out there from someone who specializes in masks, and there's some fascinating facts that I'm going to share with you. Now, if you saw this testimony, Dr. Redfield was waving around this mask that is the classical surgical mask. I have boxes of them. It's thin. It fits relatively loosely over the nose and mouth. I have them because it's thin, and it fits relatively loosely over the nose and mouth. He said, coming from Twitter, these face masks are the important, powerful public health tool we have. I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine. Of course, he brings no evidence to support that. Now, to set the stage, the person who composed the email is a chemist who has worked in the filtration industry, and he helped develop masks used in medical and industrial settings, and he also holds patents on several filters. And that's what masks are filters. As he says, I know a little bit about filters, and that's why he believes the masks of the type that Redfield is waving around, the kind I'm using, probably the kind some of you are using, are useless. He says, and I've always known this, surgical masks were not designed as filters and were not intended to be used as filters. Surgical masks were designed to be used by surgeons standing face down over an operating table holding a patient with an open wound. The surgeon wearing the mask would be able to talk to others in the room without discharging spittle droplets into the patient's wound. Spittle droplets are large and can cause infection. He goes on, I witnessed a test of surgical masks. Small plaster particles were generated in a room. They were visible as a white dust in the air. A man was properly fitted with a surgical mask and spent a short time in the room. When he came out, the mask was removed. A camera was focused on the man's face. The entire area that had been covered by the mask was coated by the white dust. The camera showed that his nostrils and his mouth had been penetrated by the white dust. The dust particles were measured and found to be around 40 micrometers in diameter. The particles that penetrated the mask were the same diameter. COVID-19 virus molecules are about 0.1 micrometers in diameter. That's 400 times smaller than the plaster particles that penetrate the mask. Surgical masks will not prevent the wearer from inhaling or exhaling viruses or bacteria. They provide absolutely no protection from either the wearer or anybody nearby. They create a very dangerous false sense of security for everybody. They also force the wearer to rebreathe carbon dioxide, which will over time reduce the wearer's blood oxygen level. That can become very dangerous, especially for older people. This farce is being promoted by sleazy politicians who believe that if they can convince people that they are protecting them or creating a safe environment for them by pushing this mask farce, those people will re-elect them. All politicians pushing this dangerous mask farce should be voted out of office as soon as possible. Another thing that is getting out there right now is there's starting to be some anecdotal evidence that students are getting fungal and bacterial infections thanks to the mask they have to wear all day, especially because students don't keep their mask very clean. This is worrisome because the front of the face is called the triangle of death because it's close to the brain. When a doctor who has government power at his back waves around a mask that has no utility and can cause bad infections in vulnerable areas, I myself begin to worry. We should be looking at this very carefully. Very, very, very carefully. The mask farce. That's what it is. It's the mask farce. In other places. One of the things that seems to be happening right now. Well, here's an article from something called The Conversation. It draws a correlation between the psychological impact of so-called gun violence on Americans and reduced trust. I know this is a big segue. Victims of violent crime can, understandably so, be psychologically affected by the choices of a criminal's intent on inflicting harm. But they used outdated data to try and connect the victims of violence and the reduced levels of trust. And they cite obsolete information from the U.S. General Social Survey, which covers data collected from 1973 to 1994. So there's also a false assertion that violent crime has been rising in recent years. Violent crime peaked in the United States in the early 1990s, which would have strongly influenced the responses collected by the General Social Survey the article relies upon. That's been a constant drop. And the reason that I bring this out is because we're in the middle of an information operation right now where you're beginning to sit back and say to yourself, You know people that were wearing masks that got sick anyway. And on the other hand, with other things, you're being told, well, you know, all of this stuff that's happening right now is due to gun ownership. But what, you know, what they're referring to is all of this unrest and all of, and the gun, and they're saying the gun violence that comes as a result of the lack of policing. Like in Minneapolis right now, all of the Minneapolis city councilors going, where'd the police go? as crime is climbing there, despite the fact that they, you know, defunded them, I don't know what they thought was going to happen with them. They're trying to blame the lack of trust against government right now in these blue areas on gun violence, which leads to gun ownership. So we have this little two-pronged information operation going on right now. On one hand, they're trying to steal an election so they could just come in. They think they'll have the House, the Senate, the presidency. And when that happens, they'll have you. And that's what they're trying to pull off. On the other hand, in a sort of a misdirection sort of ploy, they're also out there saying that what's going on right now, the lack of trust with the cops and government and all this other stuff is due to gun violence, which is on the rise right now in these blue areas because, well, the cops are pulling back. You have to be wary of these information operations that are out there. And you need, and if there's somebody that comes to you and tells you that they have worries about these things, tell them not to give in to the information operation. Tell them to look at the common denominator where all these things are happening, which is democratically run areas. Democrat, you know, county council, Democrat mayor, Democrat governor. Common denominators mean something. Trends mean something. That's just part and parcel of all things that come along with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, this is Gun Owners News Hour. Last week, 50 Republican congressmen sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr asking that the DOJ investigate the groups responsible for the rioting in these cities and use existing federal law to prosecute those participating in, inciting, organizing, or funding these riots. And I'll be honest with you, it's about damn time. One pro-family organization called Mass Resistance has been involved in the on-the-ground activism for over 25 years. They tend to notice things from that perspective. And what they've come up with is a number of obvious questions that come to mind. Like, How can there be any doubt that this is an interstate operation? In city after city, the tactics, the banners, the clothing, the weaponry have been virtually identical. Vans with supplies traveling cross-country have been intercepted. Out-of-state perpetrators have been arrested. It's obviously being centrally planned and coordinated. Then, where do these local protesters get their lasers, explosives, military helmets, protective gloves, body armor, and other deadly weaponry? Someone selects them, orders them, and pays for them, and delivers them. And who instructs them on how to use all these things? One of my favorites, where do they get their guns? Most of the rioters with guns don't appear to have had much experience with firearms. Then I'd like to know, how do they happen to bring the right tools for the job? For example, the rioters who destroyed the Kenosha, Wisconsin car dealership came with sledgehammer-like hardware to bash in all the car's windows and firebombs to set everything on fire. And when confronting police, they had lasers to blind them, bricks to injure them, and bottles of urine to throw at them. When breaking into stores, they also had the weaponry for that. Very importantly, who masterminded all of this? The idea of staging riots across America, the large-scale propaganda campaign, and the intense ideology behind it did not suddenly appear when George Floyd died. This has been in the works for a very long time by some dedicated radicals. Also of mass importance is who organizes this and carries it out. The logistics of bringing together the large numbers of people, materials, supplies, transporting them to the riot states, and then bringing them back again, along with the communication network, are not insignificant, not to mention the training, training the rioters, housing them, feeding them. This is a very professional operation. How do they recruit these people? It's more sophisticated than simple social media posts. There seems to be a mix of intense hate America types, common criminals, and violent crazies, people who don't have regular jobs, revel in the idea of destruction and injuring police, and are willing to risk arrest and prosecution. And then, who's funding this horrific destruction? And that's not hard to figure out because they brag about it. Enormous funding from Black Lives Matter, its civil rights front groups, and ultimately Antifa. This is all from corporate America. Starting with the NFL, who committed $250 million to this. Apple, Amazon, Walmart, Google. The number of major corporations is staggering, with their donations easily reaching $1 billion. And these same corporations have been funding destructive anti-family and anti-American causes for years. And this is basically a huge extension of that. Corporate America is also making sure that the rioters, unlucky enough to get arrested and get their bail paid, they also get the best lawyers possible. The rioters' legal defense funds, probably a total close to $100 million. In Boston, even the NAACP is advertising on Pandora for donations for the Black Lives Matter Legal Defense Fund. Maybe the least surprising aspect of all of this is that local police are reticent to arrest these people, and local district attorneys have little interest in prosecuting them. Just the opposite, in fact. Many police take the knee at BLM events, and district attorneys are often letting the rioters go free as quickly as they get arrested. This terrible institutional deference to left-wing lawbreaking has been going on for decades. And for now, let's suppose the rioters were right-wingers. How would the federal government react to that? Probably very differently. And here's what would happen. They would be considered a federal, this would be considered a federal matter. The FBI, the Justice Department, the Department of Homeland Security would take the lead. The NSA would be helping to intercept the rioters' communications. If necessary, federal troops would be involved. Certainly, federal marshals. Everyone arrested would be charged with some serious federal violation, like the Federal Interstate Riot Act. And by now, the organization would be broken up and the organizers in custody. If the funders weren't being charged as accessories, at least the funds would be impounded. Now, actually, some of this is already in play, because we have to remember that even though Trump has the executive branch and he has people like Barr and other people in place over these organizations, they're fought tooth and nail every step of the way. But they have been deputizing state police and giving them cross-jurisdictional power in their states. And they are, you know, they're starting to get somewhere. Although there's a few people that would call this a limp-wristed effort, given the gravity of the situation. It's sort of like the investigation of Hillary Clinton's secret internet server. Talked about this earlier last week. Trump ordered the Justice Department, the FBI, and other federal agencies to discontinue the toxic critical race theory propaganda sessions they have required employees to attend. And that should tell you all you need to know. Unfortunately, the federal government is too deep in the left tank for any serious action to protect Americans from these lawbreakers. So it's reassuring to see that the letter from the congressman indicates an understanding of the problem. As they wrote, as you know, 18 U.S. 2101 makes it a federal crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison to incite a riot, organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, commit any act of violence in furtherance of a riot, or aid or abet any person in inciting or participating in a riot. The prolonged nature and organization of these violent attacks, including the rioters' use of military-grade helmets, gas masks, protective vests, and illegal fireworks, clearly displays the high level of coordination and outside funding supporting these anarchist groups. It is readily apparent that these individuals were outfitted for war and were clearly part of a planned effort to infiltrate peaceful protests, provoke violence, and further subvert our system of government. Now, for the time being, we can hope the Republican congressman can light a fire under the Attorney General and the other federal departments to do this right. Got to get Trump reelected. If they don't do something about this soon, there's going to be some things that are going to happen that will be horrific to all of you. They're going to be horrific to all of you. There's going to be some people that are going to activate themselves, and they're going to go to these things, and they're going to infiltrate these rioters. And then suddenly the rioters are going to start to vanish, certain people. They're going to identify who the leadership is. They're going to snatch them, and they're going to figure out from them, through a few varied techniques that you don't really want to know, they're going to figure out who's who. Where did this come from? Who's funding this? And then things may get very kinetic very rapidly. And, you know, I would like to see this not end that way. But unfortunately, currently we seem to be drifting in that general direction. Nobody recognizes that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say that Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News. American Airlines Chief Executive Doug Parker said that hundreds of thousands of people will be without work, and service to small communities will have to be discontinued if a new round of emergency airline funding is not approved. Moreover, the national infrastructure that the airline industry provides that is key to the nation's economic recovery could be severely affected by the sweeping industry cuts. Parker's comments came after emergency talks at the White House, where executives from the major U.S. airlines met with Mark Meadows in a last-minute plea for additional funding. The Pentagon is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to Syria after a series of escalating encounters between the U.S. and Russian militaries, according to defense officials. The troops and vehicles will serve as a show of presence to discourage the Russian military from crossing into the eastern security area where U.S., coalition, and Syrian Democratic Forces operate. The additional troops will include six Bradley fighting vehicles and less than 100 soldiers operating in northeast Syria on a 90-day deployment. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As this Democrat presidential campaign degenerates into the weekend at Gropey's, a question pops up. It's a real question. Assuming the Dems and their media minions somehow drag this rickety basement-dwelling weirdo across the finish line, what did they do with him post-inauguration? Clearly, he would be a figurehead as Dr. Jill, and Kamala Harris joust for control before a backdrop of scheming pinko puppet masters. But sooner or later, probably sooner, the Dem elite is going to try to put him out to pasture. How could they do this? How could they pull this off? And can they do it? Let's think about this. Now, there's a few caveats. I think Trump's going to wipe the floor up with him. Okay, so all of this is hypothetical. The only bright spot for the Dems is the garbage polls his lying mainstream media allies keep pushing, and the liars are even having to concede that those are tightening, especially in states that matter. We're days away from them pulling Grandpa Badfinger out of the debate. My money's still on the "I won't normalize Trump's racist cisgender sexism by appearing on stage with him" excuse, with "I fear the flu" as a close second. And as recent catastrophic appearances outside his dungeon lair demonstrate that this guy couldn't hack a debate if he was snorting rails of Namenda like Hunter Hoovering blow on New Year's Eve in Medellin. Trump holds an indisputable edge in other important areas too, like enthusiasm, ground game, and continence. I also want to put aside the very serious issue of the Democrat transition disruption plans, a plot so staggeringly unwise that only the garbage elite could conceive of it, and then think it's going to work out all good for them. Their dual-track strategy of stealing the election through legal and extra-legal shenanigans, followed by cementing their own power via attacks on the Supreme Court, the Electoral College, giving statehood to territories, defunding cops, disarming the populace even as they attempt to limit free speech. These are a recipe for disaster for them. It probably leads to their extermination, if not extinction. So, let's put aside the Second Civil War. These fools seem intent on provoking. Our esteemed elite does not seem to remember that Democrats are already 0-1 and assume the peaceful transition of power they would deny Trump and you. Let's focus on how they try to get rid of bad touch Biden should they win, because it's pretty obvious that he can't function as president. It's pretty obvious that other people want that gig, and they're sharpening their knives already. And there's one huge problem with getting rid of him. His wife. She wants to be president so bad she can taste it, and she's more excited to be president, first lady, than Brian Stelter, who is a potato, is at the thought of visiting Golden Corral. She's going to do everything she can to be a limo lib Edgar Bergen to her husband's less animated Charlie McCarthy. Moreover, the Joe Junta of advisors wants its payoff. But depends boy's figurehead, they now not only get jobs, but they get a whole lot of lightly supervised power. So there will be a potent damn faction supporting the presidency of the living dead. But others in the dim elite want old finger out of the way. Of course, Kamala Harris is the grasping, striving avatar of this faction. She's already talking about a Harris administration. If I were Dr. Jill, which would be weird, I'd send some intern out to the START Air Force One in the morning and hire a taster to clear Joe's morning mush. Now, am I saying that Kamala Harris would physically harm Joe Biden? Let's just say that I'd rather gulp down Ruth Gordon's smoothies in Rosemary's Baby than roll those dice. Regardless, she and the Democrat establishment, using the crusty crustacean as a Trojan horse to retake power, will want to get rid of him. Now, the 25th Amendment is the most obvious play, and frankly, it would be legit since he is manifestly incompetent. Not that stuff like facts and truth matter in modern politics. 25th Amendment, one of the rare parts of the Constitution that the Democrats like, has been their fantasy Hail Mary since Trump beat pantsuit. And it's worth reviewing the entire process for replacing the president as outlined in Section 4, since if America is dumb enough to elect the dementiacrat in 7 weeks, we'll be getting really familiar with all of this. And it reads, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives a written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. Thereafter, when the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that no inability exists, he shall resume the powers and duties of his office unless the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive department or of such other body as Congress may by law provide transmit within 4 days to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Thereupon, Congress shall decide the issue, assembling within 48 hours for that purpose, if not in session. If the Congress within 21 days after receipt of the latter written declaration, or if Congress is not in session within 21 days after Congress is required to assemble, determines by two-thirds vote of both houses that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall continue to discharge the same as acting president. Otherwise, the president shall resume the powers and duties of his office. So how would this actually work? President Biden gets inaugurated, shorting up for the ceremony in his untied bathrobe and confusing the oath with the Armor Hot Dogs jingle. Very quickly, Dr. Jill and the Biden bunch start running things in his name while he spends his days upstairs in the Lincoln bedroom sitting on a stool watching his stories. The media gets busy covering for him because no contrary memo has been circulated. They ice out Kamala, who tries to assert control, and instead of wielding power, she's sent off to do some deep stuff, like appear at the bar mitzvah for the nephew of the high poobah of Burkina Faso. This annoys her and her allies, and remember, due to her notorious flexibility, she is a candidate Obama and the establishment really wanted. The trigger for the coup will be when Biden's handlers are unable to push through the entire lefty agenda through Congress in the first 100 days. Banning guns, packing the Supreme Court, single-payer, green new scam. Assuming the worst case, the Schumer takes the Senate majority. They have to kill the filibuster and outmaneuver Cocaine Mitch to do all that. And they need an active, potent president, and the one they are stuck with is very busy slurping some oatmeal. The rush to the left bogs down because Biden can't lead. The Democrat base starts getting restless, and they accurately assess that the problem is that they nominated and elected a senile old weirdo. Dr. Jill gets a visit from the delegation of Dem bigwigs who tell her it's time for him to resign, and she refuses. She probably does not even let them see Joe, who's busy with a puzzle. Decision is made. Kamala needs to take over. The cabinet is full of folks like Pete Buttigieg, and with a aggressive action, no one would expect of the Audie Murphy Cabal. He leads the other cabinet members, all of whom imagine they could be the next VP, to declare in writing that Joe is unable to discharge the powers and duties of office. Kamala takes over as acting president. But the fight's only started because Dr. Jill and the Biden battalion send their own letter to the president pro tem and the Speaker of the House denying any disability. Within 4 days, Kamala and the cabinet send their response saying the opposite. Now Congress gets to decide this, and they assemble within 48 hours. They have to vote within 21 days on whether Biden gets booted. And that's when the snapping murder turtle bites hard. Because to remove Joe and permanently install Kamala, you need 2/3 vote of both houses, and the president's unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. McConnell now holds all the cards, and there's no 2/3 without his GOP block. He goes to Dr. Jill and says, you chill on the leftism, and we'll let President Magoo and you run out the clock until 2024. And of course she agrees, because she has no choice. So, that's how it would probably work out. In the meantime, they'd be sending Kamala Harris to spend her terms doing potlucks with El Presidente de Paraguay. That's how she spent her 4 years. Think that can happen? It's unfolding. If that's the way it goes, once again, that's all hypothetical. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he has a snowball's chance. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
All right, one more time. Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the things they talked about this in the Atlantic magazine. One of the things that they're trying to telegraph to you right now is that if we don't elect Biden, well, the violence goes on. Which, you know, I hate to tell you guys this on the left. If the violence goes on after this election, you guys are going to get waxed. I mean, you're going to get your clocks cleaned. You're going to get, I don't know all the cliches I can use. You're going to get hurt. And that's if it goes well. A literal coup d'etat, a bloody revolution against the American system to depose Trump and prevent a second term at all costs is looking like a foregone conclusion, at least in intent, going into November. They intend that, right? I'm very, very unconvinced they could actually pull that off. So, coming from the pro-Trump news aggregation site, Revolver News, they show that the so-called Transition Integrity Party is filled with Soros-backed operatives and never Trumpers. And despite the obviously partisan nature of the project, it's being heralded as unbiased and nonpartisan. We're going to have to get out there and declare George Soros as an enemy of the state. We need to be doing that. Well, maybe he'll do that in the next go-round. Right now, public policy is being crafted based on TIP's recommendation to secure the vote, i.e. doing everything possible to make sure Trump is not the winner. The shadowy Democrat operative John Podesta, playing the role of Biden, refused to concede during a TIP wargaming exercise simulating election scenarios. And he went as far as to start a civil war while role-playing as Biden in this theoretical exercise, suggesting that millions of deaths would be worth it to stop the American people from making the wrong choice. Similarly, of course, Pantsuit McClinton has implored Biden to refuse to concede on Election Day, even if he gets drubbed, which he's going to. This is how reasonable Democrats protect democracy against the pesky will of the people. Then opinion columnist David Brooks. Whenever he's walking around, he's going, I am a conservative. Whenever somebody has to tell you they're conservative, well, watch out. He laid out the scenario in what the New York Times of what happens to Trump if he doesn't leave the White House after the election, which is poppycock. Trump doesn't care. If Trump gets voted out of the office, Trump's a billionaire. Trump will get out there and say, well, the American people have spoken, I'm off. And you won't hear from him again. You will not hear from him again. No. So they're trying to lay the groundwork for Trump to be removed if there's a tremendous amount of election fraud, which would very well be the case due to all this mail-in voting and the election is ultimately disputed. Brooks is giving marching orders to the hordes and what must be done in order to ensure that Trump cannot get a second term no matter what the people decide.
Vice presidential wannabe Senator Kamala Harris actually helped raise bail funds to get looters, murderers, and terrorists back on the streets in Minneapolis while the riots were at their peak, following the drug overdose death of violent felon George Floyd. Since becoming vice president nominee, she's not relented, making an appearance on Late Show with Stephen Colbert to endorse the sustained violence and promise that it will continue until the election and beyond. She said, "They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day, and everyone should take note of that on both levels, that they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not." Careful what you wish for, lady. BLM leaders are proud Marxists openly agitating for an overthrow of the capitalist system, and nobody seems to care or notice about this. I mean, where professional sports has embraced Black Lives Matter, how do they think they're going to operate in that sort of sport overseas in communist countries is actually a diversion from life. Because it has to be. Over here, it used to be a diversion from life because we wanted it to be. And now it's become politics. So they went at it the wrong way. Maybe some of the commoners in flyover country care about this process, but they're in the process of being replaced by a third world foreigner. So their opinion doesn't matter much. Nobody in any serious position of authority within the federal government cares. So, this is what it boils down to. On the ground, when all of this stuff is happening, you're going to be alone. You're going to be by yourself. You may find people, right? You may find like-minded people who are prepared like you are or not going to sit back. It's not difficult to comprehend how the fake news media, which has lied about Russia, Ukraine, COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, and virtually everything else, could gin up another deception to cast the election into doubt, even if Trump is the winner. Those left-wing revolutionaries are remarkably brazen in their scheming to influence an election. They know how to stoke racial divisions. They turn cities into dust, and they create an orgy of mayhem and rip up the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. That's who they are, who they always were, and who they are always going to be. But what are the conservatives doing? Now, things are beginning to change, but a lot of people just like, it's quite one thing to walk around and wave the flag and talk about how much we love the country. But what are you willing to do to actually protect it? Because unlike the left, conservatives have the perspective to be able to enjoy and be thankful for their blessings. They're not constantly envious of their fellow man. They appreciate the privilege of living in a first world Western country with the rule of law, private property rights, individual liberty, and the relative safety of their families. But appreciation of these first world amenities can become a false idol when they are cherished above all else. Too many Americans have become fat and happy with the good life, losing touch with the necessity of sacrifice and struggle. A lot of us live this credit-financed American dream, accumulating a great deal of material wealth at the expense of the nation. The founding fathers were men of nobility. They lived very well under the British crown, but they didn't like it. They wanted something else. They were not willing to look the other way as their liberties were deprived from them. They were willing to sacrifice everything to even have a chance at true liberty. Benjamin Franklin liquefied everything he had, turned it into money, and gave it over to the Continental Army. Was their revolution perfect? No. Was it one of the greatest acts to promote human freedom in world history? Yes. Absolutely yes. Now, it is true that King George, in comparison to the tyrants of today, seems pretty fair-minded by comparison. The tin-pot despots of yesteryear could never fathom the ghastly bureaucratic monstrosity that lords over us today. But the founders were not willing to cede an inch to those who were oppressing them. A small group of patriots, guided by the provincial hand of God, were able to drag a captive population into a revolution that seemed so improbable that it was crazy. And yet they achieved victory, absolute victory, a fact that sticks in the craw of those who would wish to yield absolute state power to this very day. And they achieved absolute victory because they were bold and they were fearless. Modern people today, we conservatives today, must be similarly bold and willing to sacrifice everything to stop our civilization from collapsing. The left has declared war. They're coming for everything. And I don't mean what you got in front of you. I mean you. You. Not your clothes. You. You that's in the clothes. And because of the institutional systemic racism by the privileged white male patriarchy or whatever, they have an unquenchable moral imperative to burn, loot, and murder. And the Biden administration brings over 50 million or so climate refugees. Not even the suburbs will be safe from the chaos. The amenities of the first world nation may still be intact, but it's really an illusion. They're the spoils of a sinister globalist-dominated system. A lot of us tolerate a lot of things to have these things. But now the question becomes, are you willing to fight for this? Are you willing to do whatever you have to do for this? If it comes to that, what will you do? Now, thankfully, there's a lot of veterans in the United States today. And if you don't know what to do, we're going to show you. And if you don't join us, that's fine. We're going to show you anyway. And that's a good thing. But you better start looking at the hypotheticals and realize them for what they are. They are actually in play and being considered right now because they are possible. However implausible they may be, they are possible. And we have got to start acting as such. Otherwise, we're going to wake up and it's all going to be gone. I'll be back next week. Keep your eyes open. Head up. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.